Hi there, I'm Anthony Adshead, storage editor with Computer Weekly. Welcome to this podcast, which concerns the storage and compliance implications that come from Web Summit in Lisbon earlier this week. I've got with me Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Visitrust. Welcome, Mathieu.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mathieu. I'd like to talk to you today about the data storage issues that came out of Web Summit in Lisbon earlier this week. What were they, as far as you could tell?
So, first of all, it's important to reposition what the Web Summit is about. The Web Summit moved from Dublin in Ireland to Lisbon in Portugal and now has about 45,000 plus attendees, covering all areas of IT and web, so payment, e-commerce, Internet of Things, data, big data, storage, and applications. This year, there were a number of side events within the summits. Some of them focused on enterprise, some of them focused on data, and some of them focused on storage. All of them seem to dial back to the explosion of data that comes up with the Internet of Things.
Thanks, Mathieu. So what do you think are the implications for compliance that come from the explosion of data, et cetera, that has been such a theme this week at Web Summit?
So from an Internet of Things perspective, if you look at the number of devices that are now generating data, some data is structured, some data is unstructured, some data is logged, and some data is just not really easy to find within the application or within the device itself. Either way, we end up with a huge explosion of data. And the feedback from the Web Summit is that we don't really know whether the current systems will be able to handle that data correctly in a way that will be meaningful from a security and compliance perspective, but also from a storage perspective. For instance, is there a way of managing the data that's created by devices in that allows you to structurally look at the data, classify the data, stratify the data from a risk perspective, from an access perspective? This is all unknown at this stage. And I think the key conclusion is that there's a lot of unknowns, and at least we are aware that there are unknowns. So the best practice that came out of the Web Summit was that you need to master your ecosystem. You need to have a way of mapping all of the IoT devices that you plan to roll out, whether it's at home or whether it's within a business. And then you need to understand your data model. You know, what the traditional data within your network, data created by IoT devices, data created by IoT management software. And also one of the key findings that came out was that you can start using the General Data Protection Regulation, the new EU regulation, as a guideline to do a privacy impact assessment on the type of data that might be held by your devices, especially with regards to healthcare and with regards to any device that might have health information. So the focus so far was really just on banking information and credit card. We saw a huge shift towards how do you manage health information that is created or transmitted via IoT devices. And again, that data needs to be stored the right way, it needs to be mapped, and it needs to be protected the right way. So I think we've got a long way ahead before there's a proper standard for that. There are a few standards out there, but they're all kind of competing with each other. We don't really have the right standard right now to, as a globally accepted standard for managing IoT devices from a security and data management and storage perspective, but we expect that a lot of work will be done over the next 12 to 18 months in that space.
Thanks very much, Mathieu. I'm sure these are areas we're going to come back and revisit, but for now, that's the end of the podcast. So thanks once again, and this has been a computerweekly.com podcast with Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Visitrust.